Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
I've got Fintan McCarthy with me, and Fintan, congratulations again on the triumphs at the Paris Olympics. How was the whole situation for you? I mean, it's such a difficult thing when I talk to Olympians, the build up for 4 years and the kind of trying to, you know, peak your performance at exactly the right moment and all those kinds of things. How was it for you?
Pretty good, to be honest. Like, it was a bit different than most Olympiads, obviously, because the last one was postponed. So we've only really had 3 years. Usually, you know, you've kind of got two to sort yourself out, and then it's qualification year and then it's Olympic year. Whereas this time we only really had a year of messing around, we'll say. But
you'd usually prefer like, more.
Yeah. So there wasn't much breathing room between them, but I think like we still got a lot done and learned a lot about ourselves during that time. And it also helped kind of helped gear us up for this one too, because we both kind of had some time away from each other and from the boat, which, you know, had we not done, I don't think this year would have ran as smoothly. You know, we both kind of knew what we needed to do in different scenarios, whether it, like when we were apart and stuff like that. So I think
that's very interesting, actually, because, you know, you've got such a necessary and symbiotic partnership, you know, in a boat the way you yourself and Paul compete, that, yeah, maybe time away from each other is also a really good idea.
Yeah, no, I think definitely for us, because like rowing, even though it's a team sport, it's quite individual as well. Like you're constantly looking at your own data and your own fitness, and you're trying to make yourself as good as you can be so that when you come together, it all sort of works out.
Yes.
So it is a team sport, but it's also like quite individual. And I think like taking the time to work on ourselves individually, like really helps when we come together. So,
And talk to me then about Whoop, which is this fitness wearable that I have on my wrist. I noticed you during the Olympics seem to wear yours up on your bicep.
Have you got one as well?
I have one as well. I have to say, I find that absolutely fascinating. Now, I am not in any way and as active as you are. I just need to categorically state that from the outset. Cahill here beside me is laughing. He has one on his wrist and he's looking at me going, what do you even have one on for? But I just wonder what kind of use you put the information to. Because for me, you know, I, as I said, I'm not an Olympian. I'm not required to have the same understanding of my body as you would be. But what do you use all the kind of wealth of data that Whoop provides you with for?
Well, for me, like we monitor our training so closely anyway that like the Whoop for me is really looking at like what we can do outside training to sort of help when it comes to making sure that we get everything we can out of the actual training, because there's no point, you know, doing all the hours if you're just gonna not sleep and not recover and then you're nearly putting yourself into a hole then instead of actually recovering from the training and improving and getting better. So most of it is just making sure that we're getting enough sleep. That's a big one.
It is a big one, isn't it?
Yeah, no, the sleep's huge. I think that's probably what's helped me the most as well, because it like fully holds you accountable, you know, like you can say, oh yeah, I was in bed at like 10 last night or whatever, but you're scrolling to like half 12 and then up at 7 and thinking you got like a really good night's sleep. But when the data is in front of you and it's saying like, no, look, you need another hour of sleep a night, and like this is, you know, your sleep efficiency isn't good enough, you kind of take it into your own hands then and have a look at like what you're doing out just before bed and what your room is like. And so that was probably one of the big game changers for me, like the recovery scores as well. Obviously, you know, when you're not feeling great, but you know, to kind of have something there that says, oh well, like that was still an okay session considering you weren't on that good form today, is you know, it's kind of a nice little thing to have too.
Well, I've got one for you. There's a fellow used to present this radio show with me called Dermot, and one time I built an outdoor room from a big kind of office he wanted at the back of his house. And I built it for him. I had my Whoop on my wrist and I worked from 7 in the morning until about 12:30 at night, went home, 2 or 3 hours sleep, came back to site and get going the next day. And I looked at my Whoop stats at around lunchtime, and in terms of recovery, the lowest I'd ever seen was 4%. after a big night. It registered a 2% like, as in it didn't even give me a zero.
Yeah, sounds pretty rough.
It was difficult, to be honest with you. And I was doing a good thing. I was working really hard. My strain was 16 or something. Yeah. But it just
but that's like, if you're putting yourself in the hole and not only having 2 hours sleep, like, what do you expect?
Yeah,
to do?
That's fair. That is fair, Vince. And I should have known better, in fairness. Here, actually, very quickly, do you remember the beds in Paris? They talked about the cardboard beds. Did you have one of them?
Yeah. No. See, we were staying in the in a hotel kind of closer to the course. The course was a bit out from the city, so we were actually had very nice beds. but I did get to sleep in one on the night of the closing ceremony. We all stayed in the village that night. And to be honest, they were grand.
Like, I heard that, yeah.
Now, granted, I was probably only in it for a couple of hours. Before.
With a low recovery score.
Yeah.
No, absolutely brilliant.
Body for that period.
Yeah, definitely. Listen, yourself and Paul were such an entertainment, as you always are, in these pre and post row interviews. Tell me, Vinda, are you on the same wavelength with those interviews, the way Paul likes to play it down all the time, and you know, you're both so humble, but yet you're Olympic champions and world champions and all that kind of stuff. Do you row in the same way behind them?
Yeah, to be honest, I have no idea what's going to come out of that man's mouth when he gets behind the camera. I kind of just, like, I feel like it's his thing and he kind of takes the reins and then I try and bounce off it as best I can. But it can make for some pretty entertaining interviews.
Oh, it does. But from both of you, I just think the two of you are such a brilliant team together.
Most of the time, once Paul gets his feeling, I'm kind of just like, yeah.
Yeah. whatever he said. And tell me about the trip home from the airport. So, a typical Paul and Fintan style, you didn't have some kind of, you know, Maybach limousine waiting for you at Dublin Airport to bring you back down to Cork. So, you just teamed up with a lad on the plane.
Yeah. It was pretty spontaneous, to be honest. Like, we were going to get the air coach. See, the thing is, I was heading back to Paris
right
a few days later. So like, no one really knew that I was coming home, or like that me and Paul were coming home. So we didn't really have anything organized. So we said, we'll just get the air coach back down to Cork and then like do our own thing. But then the issue was that the buses were all booked out. So we were going to have to wait for a later one or something. And like, We got into the arrivals hall or whatever, and loads of people obviously started like noticing us.
Yeah.
And we were kind of like wheeling out, and we got kindly offered a lift home then. And yeah, we took it and it was door to door service.
Was it?
Yeah.
That's so good. I just love Ireland so much that, like.
Oh, no, it was great. Yeah. And we had a great crack on the way home as well.
Absolutely. Kieran Duggan was his name, of course. And he literally door to door with you. That's absolutely phenomenal. I love it.
Yeah.
Listen, absolutely, you're an absolute legend. Quickly, before I let you go, will you do the quick fire round with me? I'll just throw you a few questions.
Oh, yeah. Go on.
Good man. What are you currently obsessed with?
Ooh, I'll say. House of the Dragon. Was watching that all the time over in
Paris.
In Paris, yeah.
Yeah, I just finished it myself. It's absolutely brilliant. And you know, I've moved on to The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power, which I highly recommend.
Yeah, I did start that off. It was a slow enough burn for me. Like, I'm a big Lord of the Rings fan, but I'll have to get back into it.
Yeah, well, season two, I definitely recommend you jump into that as quick as you can. So you'll enjoy that one. Tell me, who is the most famous person in your phone?
Oh, God.
You're not allowed to say Paul Donovan.
Oh, no, I was going to say Paul.
I knew you were. I had to hedge off at the pass.
I don't. Oh, God, I don't know. There must be someone. Come on, there must be someone. No. Can I not say Paul?
You can say Paul if you want, in fairness. If I had his number, I'd be shouting from the rooftops as well.
Yeah, I've got Paul Donovan's number, guys.
Okay. Think back to when you're about 8 years old, say second class in school, and you opened up your lunchbox for Susbjug. What was inside?
Oh, ham and cheese sandwich. Delicious. Classic.
Yeah, love it.
Penguin bar?
Mm-hmm. 10 out of 10.
Yeah. And probably like an orange or something, but they used to get left behind.
Yeah, I have the same problem with all my kids now. It's like, you didn't eat your fruit.
Yeah.
Okay, and the final question I ask all my guests, because I don't, Fintan McCarthy, do you wash your legs in the shower?
It depends.
Okay, on what? I mean, obviously, I would imagine post intense workout or rowing, yeah. Maybe, you know, if you've been in the water, you need to. But I'm just supposed like, talking about hopping into the shower before a night out. Like,
oh, yeah. Well, like, once you cover the basics, it all kind of trickles down.
Yes, Fintan, that's my theory.
Like, if it's been like a really sweaty row or something, then I'll give them the once over. Like, but
okay.
I think otherwise, it all kind of trickles down anyway, doesn't it?
I love it. Trickle down economics. That's what it's all about. Fintan McCarthy, it's an absolute honor to talk to you. Congratulations again on not only being a two-time Olympic champion, but also representing this country the way you did. Yourself and Paul were absolutely amazing. Congratulations on all the success.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
And fingers crossed, there'll be more to come soon.
Hopefully, yeah.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.